This morning, many topics we covered. Last, we discussed the descent of Jay and Vijay. Supreme Lord Narayan had a desire to fight, but in Vaikuntha, who can he fight with? No one, because all are devotees. Therefore, the Lord had an unfulfilled desire. Therefore, Yogamaya arranged the four Kumaras to appear, and Jay Vijay stopped them. You cannot visit the Lord. The four Kumaras became very angry, their eyes became red, they cursed Jay and Vijay, the gatekeepers of the spiritual world. You are envious of us, you are seeing duality. Duality and envy are not qualities of the residents of the spiritual world. I think the material world is a fit place for you. We curse you to take birth as demons. This morning we discussed, Lord Narayan came out. I am very pleased with the punishment given to my own servitors. Because even if my own arm offends my devotees, I will cut it off. So much dear the devotees are to me. This morning we discussed Jay Vijay took birth as Hiranyaksha, who this morning was killed by the Varaha avatar. So, continuing on, thus the younger brother Hiranyakasipu, he became very much sad. Vishnu is my enemy, he has killed my brother. What should I do? He thought very carefully and decided, I'm not powerful enough to kill the Lord now. Let me perform some austerities. Therefore, for 60,000 years, he stood on the tip of his toes, with his hands above his head, worshipping Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is the material creator. Therefore, to satisfy him, Hiranyakasipu performed very austere austerities. How much he was fixed and determined, his whole body was eaten away by ants, only the skeleton remained. But he kept his life air in the bones, and even the bones were covered by a termite hill. Imagine 60,000 years in one place. So much he was concentrating, fire was coming from his head, scorching the inhabitants of the higher planets. Therefore the demigods fell at the feet of Brahma, please save us from the austerities of Hiranyakasipu. Lord Brahma came. First, he could not even see Hiranyakasipu because he was covered by the termite mound, but he followed the trail of smoke. From his kamandalu, he took nectar and threw on the body of Hiranyakasipu. His body became new again, like a thunderbolt. That time, Hiranyakasipu, his voice was choked with ecstasy. Brahmaji said, I am very satisfied with you. Take a benediction. What benediction would you like? Hiranyakasipu said, I would like the benediction that I may be amar, immortal. Then Brahma said, how is that possible? Even I have to die. How can I give you something which I do not have myself? Take another benediction. Therefore, in one long breath, Hiranyakasipu put many, many benedictions into one. I want the benediction that I may not be killed in the daytime or the nighttime. I may not be killed on the earth or in the sky. I may not be killed inside or outside. I may not be killed by any man or any animal. I may not be killed by anything living or anything dead. I may not be killed in any weapon. I may not be killed in the 12 months of the year. So in one breath he put all his benedictions into one. Lord Brahma smiled, tatastu, tatastu. Hiranyakasipu became very bold. Now he considered himself to be immortal. He began to think, how I can destroy the Supreme Lord? Thus, he made a plan. He called all his friends. Oh, my dear friends, my dear demons, hear my plan. The demigods are most insignificant, but they have sided with my eternal enemy, Narayan. Therefore, they have taken his side, and the Lord and Vishnu has killed him in a cheating way. Therefore, we should think of a plan how to destroy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Vishnu is very restless. He always gives favor towards the demigods. So I think, just like when the root of a tree is cut, the whole tree is cut. Therefore, I know that the devotees of Lord Vishnu are always offering him many, many offerings. If we can stop the offerings to the Lord, then Lord Narayana will become very hungry. He'll become weak. He will have no strength. Then he'll come to me with a begging bowl. Please, Maharaj, give me something to eat. Then when I have killed Vishnu, automatically all the demigods whom he is maintaining, they will also die. So he made a plan. All you demons should go to the earth planet, which is now flourishing due to brahminical activity. People are now engaging in austerity, sacrifice, Vedic study, vows, and charity. We'll have to stop that. Therefore, the basic principle of brahminical society is to satisfy Lord Vishnu. We should kill all the brahmanas. When the brahmanas are destroyed, the service of Vishnu will stop, and Vishnu will automatically die. He was thinking like this, material vision. Therefore, immediately go wherever there is good protection for the cows and stop that. Set fire to those ashrams where people are chanting the holy name. Cut all the fruit trees. Now we see modern day society is doing the same thing. Set fire to the cities, the villages, the agricultural fields and the natural forests. Burn the hermitages of the saintly persons. Thus, some demons took digging instruments, broke bridges and walls. Others began cutting important trees like mango tree. Before, people used to do so much fire sacrifice. The mango tree is, the mango wood is the best wood. Therefore, demonic society is engaging in two things principally. Destroying the cows, destroying brahminical culture. Because from cow we get butter. From butter we get ghee, and the brahmanas used to use ghee for sacrifice. Therefore, we see the same thing these days, no protection for the cow, no protection of a spiritual society at all. Thus, Hiranyakasipu made his plan. Meanwhile, while Hiranyakasipu was performing austerities for 60,000 years, the demigods became very fearful. When Hiranyakasipu returns, he will be most powerful. Therefore, we should try and kill him now. Therefore, they went to the palace of Hiranyakasipu. His wife was there. The wife was pregnant with the great devotee, Prahlad. Therefore, they thought we should kill. Imagine if the father is so powerful, how powerful the son will be. Therefore, they made a plan to kill them in the womb, the child. That time, the good lady was weeping, and Narad Muni came and stopped them. Do not kill this child. You cannot kill him. He is a Mahabhagavat, a perfected soul. He will do good to all the demigods. You cannot harm him. Therefore, all the demigods had so much faith in Narad Muni, they simply did parikram four times around the womb of the mother and gave pranam. That time, Narad Muni took that single lady to his ashram, and she stayed there for the full 60,000 years. Thus, while she was staying in the ashram of Narad Muni, Narad Muni was always discussing Harikatha. Therefore, the child in the womb heard instructions of the Supreme Lord and his service for 60,000 years. As a result, when the child was born, he was born as the great devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj ki jai! It discusses in the Puranas one history of how Prahlad became such a famous and powerful devotee. In his last life, it says Prahlad was a Brahmin, but he was addicted to the company of one prostitute. Therefore, when Prahlad ran out of money, she kicked him, rejected him. So imagine his heart was so much pain, he was weeping. He went to the forest. Because he was so much distressed at the prostitute rejecting him, all night he could not eat, he could not drink, he could not sleep, he only wept. So unknown to Prahlad, that was the appearance day of Nrisingadev. So on the appearance day of the Lord, Prahlad performed the vrata of Nrisingha Chatatasi by accident. If we perform this fast, even we did a few days ago, even all day we are not taking anything, even a drop of water. But nighttime we sleep, but Prahlad did not. Therefore, these holy days have so much power. Krishna Bhakti, what is it? Madhava Titi Bhakti Janani Paramadara Kore. Therefore, these holy days have so much power, they're the birthplace of devotion. So, meanwhile, the wives of Hiranyakasipu, Hiranyaksha, who had been killed, were very distraught. Therefore, Hiranyakasipu, he also knew all Tattva, Siddhanta, all teachings he knew, but he could not practice it in his own life. Therefore, as the wives were weeping over the death of his brother, Hiranyakasipu comforted them, "My dear sisters, you should not lament for the death of anyone, because death is born along with the body. The spirit soul has no death. It is eternal and inexhaustible. Being free from material contamination, the soul can go anywhere, even to the spiritual world. The soul is completely different from the material body, but because of misuse of his slight independence, he is obliged to accept gross bodies one after another. Therefore, you should not lament for the passing of the spirit soul to another body. Just when the reflection of a tree shines in the river, the tree appears to be shaking, but is not so, only it's an illusion caused by the ripples in the water. In the same way, the soul never takes birth or never dies. The appearance of that is simply illusion." And to comfort them, Hiranyakasipu told one story from the Puranas. He said, "My dear sisters, I will tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was a great king called Suyagya. Suyagya was engaged in battle with his enemies, and he was killed. So all the wives, the family members, the friends came, and they had so much affection for the king, they were weeping, 'My dear husband, my dear father, my dear friend, my dear son.' So much affection they had for him, they did not take the body for cremation." So in Vedic culture, the body is quickly burned, then the soul can go to its next body. Because generally the soul is so attached to this body, it's not agreeing to leave very easily. Therefore, if the body is not burnt, then the soul is so much attached to the body, that's called a ghost birth. Therefore, all ghosts hang around in cremation grounds. So as they were weeping, Yamaraj became very worried. They are not burning the body, the soul cannot move to its next destination. Therefore, Yamaraj came in the form of a small boy. He came there and asked the weeping women, "My dear ladies, why are you crying? What's happening?" At that time, the ladies ignored him. "Oh, you are a small boy, you cannot understand." "No, no, please tell me." "He has gone away." The small boy said, "He is not gone, he is just sleeping there." The lady said, "No, he is not sleeping. The soul has left the body. The soul has gone to another place." And the small boy said, "Then why are you crying? The soul will come back." The lady said, "You are very foolish. The soul has gone to a place from which no one ever comes back." Then the boy asked, "Then your crying is quite useless, because no matter how much you weep, he will not come back." And the ladies were a little astonished. The boy said, "So you're telling me the soul and the body is a different thing?" "Yes, yes." "Oh, please tell me, I cannot see the soul. What did the soul look like? Was it fat, thin, black, white, male, female, 6 legs, 5 legs? Tell me the form of that soul." The lady said, "We don't know, we have never seen." Then Yamaraj chastised them, "How much you are foolish. You are crying for someone you never knew. Therefore, you are so much foolish, you are crying for his death, but you are forgetting about your own death. You are like the male pigeon and the female pigeon. One time there was a male pigeon, he fell in love with a female pigeon. She flirted with him, he fell in love with her, they became married. In due course of time," thank you, Gobi, "they built their first nest In correct time, the good lady had her first batch of eggs. How much proud the husband was. Oh, look, that egg looks like me. In due course of time, the eggs hatched. He had a whole family there. One day, the hunter, he saw the family in the tree. How can I catch them? He put some cooked rice on the ground. The lady pigeon, when she saw the cooked rice, she became very much interested. I will eat. And the husband said, don't go, don't eat. It's a trap. Have you ever heard of cooked rice in the middle of the forest? But did she listen, Radhika? Never listened. Therefore, she went with the family to eat the grains of rice. Meanwhile, the hunter spread his net and caught all the family in one net. That time, the male pigeon was in the tree. Oh, my beloved, my Dharmapatni, my religious wife, oh, my dear children, alas, you have gone. How I can live without you? And weeping, weeping, he was crying. Ooh. The pigeon forgot the hunter was there. The pigeon shot him and the male pigeon fell down dead. Hiranyakasipu told this history. In the same way you are weeping for the death of your husband, but you are forgetting your death is also coming. Therefore, Hiranyakasipu is not an ordinary person. Even though we say he's a demon, still he knows everything. But he cannot apply it in his own life, therefore useless. Therefore, Yamaraj said, alas, how amazing it is. These persons who are older than me have full experience that hundreds and thousands of persons have lived and died before them. Thus, they should understand they are also about to die, but still they are bewildered. The soul comes from an unknown place and returns to an unknown place. There is no exception to this rule anywhere, in any place, and any time. Then why are they uselessly lamenting? Therefore, Hiranyakasipu gave many men, I'm just giving very quickly, the very deep instructions he gave to the wives of his dead brother. But unfortunately, he could not follow it himself. Therefore, Hiranyakasipu, after he finished his austerities, he was most powerful. We say there are 33 million devas, demigods who control the material functions of the universe. Hiranyakasipu became so powerful he was doing them all himself. Such a great person. Hiranyakasipu, of which Prahlad was the youngest, he was now controlled personally of the whole universe. Those who had not fallen under his control were running and hiding in different caves. That time, Hiranyakasipu sent all his sons to the Gurukul, the school of the Guru. Prabhupada said the present-day schools are nothing but slaughterhouses, not teaching anything. Therefore, previously, the parents would send the children to the school of the Guru. They could learn everything. Therefore, that was a very materialistic Guru. Hiranyakasipu was hoping that my son will become a good first-class sense enjoyer like me. Hiranyakasipu. Hiranyakasipu. Hiranya means gold, no? And soft bed. He's very much addicted to sexual enjoyment and wealth, therefore his name was Hiranyakasipu. Therefore, when he sent his sons to school, on the midterm break, the children returned home. That time, the father asked him, my dear son, what was the best thing you learned in school? And Prahlad, completely fearless, on the lap of his father, said, Tatsadu manye asujavaja dehinam sadasamit vigyat asat grihat patat hidvatma patam grihamandakupam banam garavyad harimasrayaita. Without any fear, but very respectfully, he said, oh, my father, O best of the demons. Hiranyakasipu became very happy. Oh, thank you. What the best thing that I have learned is that one who has fallen into the deep well of family life, he is always in anxiety because he is always meditating upon that which is asat, temporary. Hidvatpatam grihamandakupam. Therefore, the soul, because of meditating on that which is temporary, has fallen into the deep, dark well called materialistic life. Therefore, Father, the best thing I learned is one should leave all this and go to the forest and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hari. Guru Maharaj says, Chirukur Maharaj used to say, imagine a girl, she is not married. Or imagine a boy who is not married. As soon as he married comes anxiety. Oh, who will steal my wife? What happens if she becomes sick? Then comes the child, then fear comes. As soon as you think anything is mine, immediately comes greed, illusion, and fear. Imagine that I gave Kishore $10,000, immediately would become fear. Who will take it from me? Therefore, Prahlad said, as long as one is meditating upon that which is temporary, he must be full of anxiety. Because one thing, that thing must leave him, or he must leave that object. Therefore comes unnecessary attachment, comes fear. Therefore, Griha Mandakupam, Guru Maharaj gives the example. Imagine a man is running and a tiger is chasing him. He falls down a well. As he falls down the well, he grabs a branch. He looks up, the tiger is there, licking his chops. He looks down and there are many snakes ready to strike him. At that time, he is shaking the branch, and on that branch is a big bee's nest. Hundreds of bees are stinging him. In the middle of such a precarious situation, death is up, death is down, the bees are biting him, and the branch is being chewed by two rats, one white rat and one black rat, which signifies day and night, and that branch is your lifespan. When that branch is finished, you will die. Therefore, as the branch is shaking him, the bees are stinging him, means the many problems of this world. But in the midst of such a precarious situation, one drop of honey comes out. It falls. He misses it. Because one drop of honey falls on the tongue, and he tastes that happiness. Because of that momentary happiness, he forgets his situation. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Griham Andukupam. This is the situation of the person who is immersed in materialistic household life. Guru Maharaj, Srila Gaura Maharaj used to say, what is that one drop of honey? Isn't it? I'm talking for the male. He wakes up very early. He runs to the factory. He runs to the office. 2 hours he travels there. All day he works like a donkey. He comes home, drives 2 hours at night. The wife kicks him. The children kick him. They plunder all his wealth. But one momentary drop of honey he experiences, that is the 10 minutes of sexual enjoyment. Just for that one drop of honey, he forgets the situation he's in, and the next day he goes again. Therefore, the wife drinks his blood in daytime and nighttime. In the daytime, she drinks his blood by taking his money. And nighttime, he drinks his blood through sexual enjoyment. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, of everything I learned, this is the best thing I learned. Hiranyakasipu laughed. He didn't take it seriously. That time, Prahlad Maharaj was very young, maybe 4 years old. Therefore, he laughed, because he hates Vishnu's guts. He is very much against the Supreme Lord. And here is his own son saying, Father, you should give up all material enjoyment and take the shelter of Hari. Therefore, Hiranyakasipu, he laughed. He didn't take it very seriously. Thus, the intelligence of the child is spoiled. But he laughed. Prahlad Maharaj is one of those rare souls who always speaks the truth unflinchingly. Some say we should make the truth very palatable, but Prahlad Maharaj never followed that school of thought. The truth is the truth. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj was sent back to school. The teachers were most astonished, because teachers were very materialistic. They asked, Prahlad, where did you learn such nonsense from? The service of the Supreme Lord. We have never taught this to you. Therefore, where have you learned it from? Prahlad said, I cannot say. All I know is the Supreme Lord Vishnu is like a magnet and my mind is like a piece of iron. I cannot say why my mind is spontaneously attracted to him. Prahlad went back to school. Then he came back again. The father was so much affectionate to see his beloved son. He took Prahlad on his lap. And actually, he was weeping tears of happiness to see his son. Again and again, he embraced him. Again and again, he smelled his head, stroking him. My dear son, what was the best thing you learned at school? the stock market, the commodities. What was the best thing you learned? That time Prahlad Maharaj said, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Achanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanavedanam, Iti Pumsa Pita Vishnu, Bhaktischanna, Valakshanam, Kriti Bhagavati Yada, Tanmane Adita Uttamam. Of course, this is a famous verse. How we can serve Krishna? There are 9 ways to serve Him. Shravanam, chanting about Him. Shravanam, hearing about Him. Shravanam, Kirtanam, chanting about Him. Vishnu Smaranam. Of the 9 processes of devotion Prahlad gives, these 3 are the most important. Beginning with Shravan, Kishori. What you hear, how you know anything about Krishna or His service unless you hear. Therefore, hearing is the most important. And what you hear, you should repeat. Vijay, you can sit here if you want. I know you're too advanced to join the rest of the devotees. Shravanam Kirtanam. What you hear and what you chant, you will definitely think about. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Therefore, Father, hearing about the Lord, chanting His name, form, qualities, and pastimes, thinking of Him, Archa Padasevanam, worshipping His feet, Archanam, worshipping Him in the temple, Vandanam, the offering of prayers, Dasyam, becoming a servant of the Lord, Sakyam, becoming the friend of the Lord, Atmanavedanam, completely offering the self to Him. Eti Pumsa Pita Vishnu. One must completely offer oneself to the 2 Vishnus. Then one may become... What type of talk is this? How there can be 2 gods? How there can be 2 Vishnus? One Vishnu is Visaitapva Krishna, the enjoyer. And the other one is when Krishna appears as His own devotee, the spiritual master. Krishna is Visaitapva, the enjoyer, the object of devotion. And the spiritual master is Asray Bhagawan, the abode of devotion. What's your name, sir?
Satya.
Satya. Got that? There's 2. Prahlad says, one has to take shelter of the 2 forms of the Supreme Lord, Premji. One is Krishna Himself, and the other one is the bona fide spiritual master. Therefore, one name for the spiritual master is Vishnupad, who is a manifestation of the feet of the Supreme Lord in this world. The spiritual master, the form of the Supreme Lord in which one should take shelter of. Like Radha Krishna, we see. Krishna is Visaitattva, and Srimati Radhika is the ultimate Asray Bhagawan, Sevak Bhagawan. When Krishna appears in the form of His own nearest and dearest servant, that is Srimati Radhika. Therefore, if you surrender to Krishna but not to His devotee, you cannot achieve the ultimate goal of life, because our ultimate goal of life is not Krishna. Our ultimate goal of life is Prema Pumato Mahan. The ultimate goal of life, Vijay, is Prema Bhakti, pure love for Krishna. Pure love for Krishna does not come from Krishna, it comes from the devotees of Krishna. Therefore, Prahlad said, Iti Pumsa Pita Vishnu. Father, I learned. One must completely surrender to Krishna and to the representative of Krishna, Bhaktis Chanavalakshanam, and under the shelter of the spiritual master. What are you doing? Under the shelter of the spiritual master, one should perform these 9 limbs of devotion. Kriyati Bhagavati Ada Manyati Adata Uttamam. O Father, this is the topmost knowledge. There is no knowledge superior to that. Hiranyakasipu became very much furious. Hiranyakasipu became very much angry. What nonsense you are talking! The Supreme Lord Vishnu, who killed my brother, and you are telling me to do his seva? He became very angry and called the 2 teachers of Prahlad, whose name was Sanda and Amarka. And very angry, he roared at them, most unqualified, disgraceful sons of Brahmins. Their father was Sukracharya, the guru of the demons. You have disobeyed my direct instructions, and you are giving instructions to my son to take shelter of the Supreme Lord by devotional service. What is this nonsense? In various types of, in when there is a disease, that disease will gradually manifest. It cannot be hidden. In the same way, your duplicity and falsity is now revealed. That time, the two Brahmanas were shaking. Oh, Hiranyakasipu, we have nothing to do with this. We have never given any instructions to your son about devotional service or serving the Lord. Whatever your son Prahlad has said was not taught to him by me, by my brother, or by anyone else that I know. His attraction to Vishnu is completely spontaneous, and it has developed in him naturally. Therefore, please do not accuse us or insult us. It is not good for you to insult Brahmanas in this way. Therefore, when Hiranyakasipu could understand these two Brahmanas had not given him instructions on Bhakti Yoga, then he asked, "You rascal, most fallen member of our family, tell me why you have received this education from your teachers, where you have received this knowledge if your teachers have not given it, how your attraction to the Lord, to Vishnu, has developed." So Sri Prahlad Uvacha. So this is the beginning of the instructions of Prahlad Maharaj to his father. Matena Krishna Padato Satova Mito Abhipadyate Griha Pratanam Adanta Gobir Visatam Tamishram Puna Punas Chavita Chavinanam. O Father, what is the use in speaking to you about devotional service? Because one whose senses are not controlled, Adanta Gobir Visatam Tamishram, one who cannot control his senses, he enters into the darkest region of hellish life. Therefore, his attraction to the Lord cannot be awakened by someone giving him instructions, nor by his own efforts, or by a combination of the two. Puna punas chavita chavananam. Simply that person with uncontrolled senses simply chews the chewed. Like someone eats a chiclet. You have them in America, Premji? What's a chiclet? Chewing gum? Someone who has chewing gum, they chew it and extract all the juice, then they spit it out, someone else picks it up from the sidewalk and chews it. There's nothing left, they keep chewing, they spit it out, someone else picks it up. Prahlad Maharaj says, Puna punas chavita chavananam. Material life is like chewing the chewed. For example, our grandparents, they have tried to be happy by marrying and having children and sexual enjoyment. They became very old and weak, and just before they died, they spat out the chewing gum. Then their own children pick it up. And they chew the same thing which could not make their grandparents happy, chewing, 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 chewing. And they're very much concerned, my children must also chew it. And the children pick it up. Prahlad Maharaj said, this is called chewing the chewed. Since the beginning of time, people have tried to be happy by sexual enjoyment. They have not achieved happiness. Therefore, we should understand if they have not achieved happiness, how we can achieve it by following the same way. Vijay? And Guru Maharaj says, another example of chewing the chewed is what? There was a dog. And he was dug up, he was digging, and found one old Tyrannosaurus Rex bone. That bone was completely dry. There was nothing left on it. The dog began chewing. Because that bone was very old and hard, that bone was cutting the tongue and the gums of the dog. Therefore, the dog was chewing harder and harder, and he was tasting the blood. That was his own blood. And the dog is so foolish, dog is thinking, this is nectar from the bone. Therefore, he was chewing. Meanwhile, especially in India, you see 50 dogs. Oh, he's got a bone. I don't have a bone. They began running after him, biting. The dog was running with the bone in his mouth. And all the others went. Everywhere he ran, he was being bitten. Finally, the dog spat out the bone and he ran and he was saved. But then the next dog, he picks up the bone and he runs with the bone. And he is being chased by the pack of dogs. Guru Maharaj said, this is called Puna Punas Chavita Chavananam. Isn't it? People think, oh, sex life is very happiness, but they cannot understand that happiness they feel, that is them destroying themselves. So, those who want to be brahmacharis, you can remember one thing. We eat food. Food goes to the stomach. Digests, makes blood. Blood forms into muscle. Blood forms into fat. Fat forms into muscle. Muscle goes into the bone. Bone forms marrow. And marrow forms semen. Therefore, that happiness people experience in sex life is like pouring their own blood. down the toilet. Therefore, puna punas chavita chavanana. Therefore, Father, you are simply chewing the chewed. You have no control of your mind or senses. What is the use in giving you instructions on devotional service? Amenda Hirani Kashipu became most. What nonsense you are saying? You're saying I cannot control my senses? Then Prahlad said, not only you, Father, but na te vedu swaatikatam hi Vishnu durosaya yahi biratamaninas anda yata andir upaniyamas nas tapi ishatantram udadam nabadaha. O Father, those who cannot understand that the service to the Supreme Lord Krishna is in their own self-interest. Those persons who cannot engage in the service of Krishna, they simply take what is valuable, that which has no value. For example, if I feed the root, if I give water to the root of a tree, the whole tree is nourished. If I give food to the stomach, the whole body is strengthened. In the same way, if I serve the root of all creation, Krishna, then automatically all creation is satisfied and nourished. Another meaning, those who do not take shelter of Krishna always accept this external world as being very valuable. Also, those who are not devotees of Krishna always take the external meaning of the scriptures. They cannot understand the internal meaning, despite their great scholarship, their great intelligence, and their great pride in their own mundane word jugglery. Saraswati Thakur gives another example. One time there was a Sanskrit scholar, he was very proud. Therefore, he was going in the forest. The villagers said, don't go along this path. There is one tiger, Byagra. As Raghunath Goswami said, iti Byagra Nayana. Don't go towards Buddhism, impersonalism, Advaitavad, because that mukti katha na sunavi. That talk of merging with the Supreme Lord is like the mouth of a tiger. If someone goes in the mouth of a tiger, they never come out again. Therefore, Byagra means tiger. The villagers said to that proud scholar, don't go in the forest. One Byagra is there, one tiger. Then that scholar, who was very much proud of his own knowledge, he said, oh, because you villagers don't know Sanskrit, therefore you are afraid. But I'm not afraid. Byagra. Bya means vishesh, specially. Agra means graha, sorry. Byagra. Gra means to kiss, to smell, to embrace. Why should I be afraid of a tiger? Because he'll just come and smell me and embrace me, or maybe he'll kiss me. Because you villagers don't know Sanskrit, therefore you are afraid, but I am not afraid. Therefore the proud scholar went in the jungle, and of course what happened? The tiger took him by the throat. And as the proud Sanskrit scholar was dying, he thought, oh, Byagra also means tiger. Therefore, Bihiratimaninas. Prahlad said, those who have no devotion to the Supreme Lord, they can never understand the real meaning of the scriptures. They always understand the external meaning. Therefore, we want to understand scripture, we should hear from the proper person who understands the essence of scripture. Because we are... motives are not pure. When we read scripture, we'll always choose something from scripture which is suitable for our own enjoyment. We may neglect the real meaning. One example. One time, a disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was preaching in Assam. So Assam is where they have all Darjeeling, Assam. They have all the tea gardens there. And as Vaishnavas, we don't drink tea because it's also a mild form of intoxication. Then when he was lecturing, of course, you're in the tea garden, the topic of drinking tea must come up. The Vaishnava said, we should not drink tea. Drinking tea is against real spiritual life. Then one of the tea estate managers, he objected, no, you have misunderstood. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, sarvasya chaham ridifan sanavisto matasmriti apohanamscha. In India, cha means tea. Chai, 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 cha, cha, cha. Cha means tea. Then from the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, sarvasa cha hum ridi sanvisto. O Arjuna, I am in everybody's heart. The tea estate manager, see, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, sarvasa cha hum, I am tea. I reside in tea. Therefore, drinking chai is no problem. This is a real life story. Therefore, because we are not pure, we are not liberated souls, therefore when we read Scripture, we must misunderstand. That we should not try and understand Scripture by our own intelligence, we should try and hear from someone who can take the real meaning. Therefore, Prahlad gave these instructions. Hiranyakashipu became angry. You think I cannot control my senses? You think I don't know Scripture? I am also a great learned person. Prahlad said, yes. But nantivadu swa'atikatam hi vishnu durasayaya vihirati manyas. Because you are not a devotee of the Supreme Lord, Father, you always have the wrong meaning, wrong understanding. Therefore, like a blind man, a blind man who follows another blind man, what happens to them? Both fall into a ditch. Both the false guru and the false disciple, te pishat tantram udabam nabadha, both are bound by the very strong ropes of material nature. Therefore, Tulsidas Goswami, he says, what is it? Ande guru bahya chala, dono naraka jabe tela tela. Guru is blind and disciple never listens anyway. Dono naraka jabe tela tela. Both run towards hell, one trying to beat the other. Therefore, spiritual master from whom you hear scripture should be real guru. He should not be a guru. A guru means a cow, and guru means bona fide spiritual master. If I tell the story of the guru here, Saraswati Thakur gives another story. Wonderful story. He made a big collection of stories. That's called Upadeshavali, Nectarian Instructions. One time there was a blind man. He wanted to find his way back home. There from the forest, the boys said, Baba, just catch hold of the tail of the cow. Tail is guru. Cow is guru. Then as soon as the man caught hold of the tail, what happened, Vijay? The tail of the cow began to bolt. As he was running, the blind man was catching hold. Too afraid to let go, otherwise how he would find his way home. The cow was kicking him, passing dung on him. He was running into trees, his clothes were being ripped off by the thorns. He went in the mud, but he could not let go of the tail of the cow. After a very exhausting journey, finally he reached the village. His own family members could not realize him. Look, someone's stealing the cow. They took sticks and began to beat him. Therefore Saraswati Thakur says, this is what happened if you catch a guru instead of a guru. Therefore, andar yatandeya tominiyamas. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna defines who is real spiritual master. What is that one? Krishna says in the fourth chapter, Tatvidi Patipatena Pariprasna Sevaya Upaninani Ganinas Ganinas Tatvidashinaha. O Krishna, you should take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, Tatvidashina, who sees the absolute truth. Who's the absolute truth? Krishna. Who sees Krishna face to face. Lord Brahma said, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, Yomam pasata sarvatra sarvatra yomam pasata. Arjuna, one who sees everything in me, that is real bona fide spiritual master, who sees me everywhere and everything in me, that is called tattva-darshana, spiritual master who has realized the absolute truth. Therefore, that spiritual master who cannot see Krishna, he is blind. He may be a big yogi, big jnani, big learned scholar, a big politician, a professional orator, Deepak Chopra, doesn't matter who he is. If he cannot see, Prahlad says, if he cannot see the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna directly face to face, then he is blind. A blind man who leads a similarly blind disciple, both are bound to hell. Lord Shiva describes in the Padma Purana, false guru at the time of death, he goes to hell. And the disciple who thinks of the false spiritual master at the time of death, he goes to where the guru is. Where's the guru? Hell. That time Lord Shiva describes, the disciple is so much furious about being cheated, he takes the guru and tears into pieces with his fingernails. But because in hell no one has a gross body, everyone has a subtle body, the guru is still alive, he waits for the next disciple. There was one time a guru was walking with a disciple, and there was a snake being eaten alive by thousands of ants. But the guru was laughing. Disciples said, Gurudev, what's so funny? He said, oh, this snake in his last life was a false guru. And all these ants are his disciples. Then the disciples said, then Gurudev, what's so funny? He said, ha, because I only have one disciple, you. Therefore, you cannot bite me so much. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj gave these instructions to Hiranyakasipu. Then finally, Naishammatisthavat Rukramani Spriseyatat Ato Paganam Yadataha Mahiyasam Yad Padarajobhishekam Naskinchanasya Yabrinati Yavat. Oh Father, Hiranyakasipu is saying, what? How you can say, I have my guru, I have my knowledge of the scriptures, you cannot say I cannot control my senses? Then Prahlad said, Father, Mati Naishammatisthavat Rukramani, because you have not surrendered to the feet of a perfected Vaishnava, you have not taken the feet of a perfected devotee upon your head, therefore your intelligence can never be directed towards the Supreme Lord. Therefore, when Prahlad spoke very boldly to his father became most agitated, and in anger he pushed the son from his lap and was breathing heavily like a snake. His eyes were very red and said, this boy Prahlad is the killer of my own brother. He has given up his affectionate relationships with us to take shelter of this, to perform the devotional service of the enemy, Lord Vishnu. He is a king, but he is speaking like a menial servant. Therefore, just like when one of the limbs of the body has gangrene, one must amputate it to protect the body. In the same way, even though one should not kill a relative, because this relative is diseased, he must be amputated. O lowest of the family, you are like a thorn tree in a forest of sandalwood. Just like if you want to cut down a sandalwood tree, you need an axe and a handle. Therefore, Lord Vishnu is the axe, and Prahlad, he is the thorn tree, because the handle of the thorn tree is very strong. Lord Vishnu is the axe, and this Prahlad is the handle of the axe. Vishnu will use this boy to destroy my family. Therefore, he ordered the demons, pierce him, chop him, put him to death. Just as uncontrolled senses are the greatest enemy of a yogi, in the same way, this Prahlad who cannot be controlled is my enemy. He must be killed by any means. Thus the demonic servants of Hiranyakasipu came, they took Prahlad, they began to shout, chop him, pierce him, axe him. They began striking Prahlad Maharaj with their weapons, but Prahlad sat peacefully thinking of the Supreme Lord. Just like a person who has no spiritual merit cannot perform any devotional activities, in the same way, the demons could not injure Prahlad in the slightest. When they could not pierce him with their weapons, they devised other means to kill him. They threw him under the feet of big elephants. They threw him among huge snakes. They employed black magic. They hurled him from the top of mountains. They administered poison to him. They rolled heavy stones on him. They exposed him to extreme heat, cold, fire, and water. But Prahlad was completely sinless. Therefore, he was unaffected and unharmed. Guru Maharaj says one thing to note. Prahlad was never praying to Krishna, please save me. He was never doing. Oh, Krishna raka marake, Krishna mara rakake. Krishna wants to protect you, who will kill you? Krishna wants to kill you, then who will save you? Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, because he is completely surrendered soul, he is completely fearless. Prahlad knows, I am not this body. I am the soul. No one can kill the soul. Therefore, despite their best efforts to kill him, they could not kill him. Hiranyakasipu, his hairs were going white. He was in too much stress. Give me some of those Valiums. His hands were shaking. Even though I used many names, many ill names and many means to kill this boy, I cannot kill him. In fact, he is not even the least bit worried or affected by my activities. Even though this boy is very dear to me, like he is my own son, he is like a dog's tail. It can never be straightened. because he never for one second forgets the feet of his master, Vishnu. He became very worried. I can see this boy's strength is completely unlimited. He is not even afraid of any punishments that I give him. He appears to be immortal, and because of my enmity with him, I think that soon I will die. That time the gurus came back. Oh, Hiranyakasipu, why you are afraid? The whole world trembles when you just look like that. Why you should be afraid of this small boy? This small boy, he's like a piece of green bamboo. He can easily be bent because he is young. Therefore, don't worry, we will take him back to the school and we will give him proper education in all types of mundane dealings, policy, politics, how to control someone. Therefore, Sandana and Marka instructed Prahlad again. They began back to school. But Prahlad, we don't need no education. He had already lived everything from his own spiritual master, what he will learn from these mundane fellows. Therefore, these gurus are called Sanda and Amarka. Amarka. Arka means sun. Amarka means complete darkness. And Sanda means bull. Guru Maharaj says, why a bull? A bull whole day is just moving around, passing semen and eating. Therefore, Sanda and Amarka. Therefore, they tried very hard to give him materialistic education. Prahlad Maharaj said, yes, no, very good. But he never took their instructions in his heart. But Guru Maharaj said Prahlad was an expert cheater. He knew how to deal with materialistic persons. One day Sandana and Amarka had to go out. They asked Prahlad, oh Prahlad, you should be the monitor of the classroom. We're going out for a cigarette break. You stay here. That time when the boys went out, what is it, when the cats are away, the mice will play. All the children became very restless, began laughing and joking. They said, Prahlad, come and play with us. Prahlad said, no. Ko, and he gave instruction to his classmates. Kaurumanam acharat pragya dharmam bhagavat tamiha dulabam manusa janmam tadapi adruvamartadam. Prahlad said, my dear boys, there is no time for playing. Life is very short. We should perform devotional service right now. Kaumanam acharat pragya, from the age of 5 years old. Because this human form of life is very temporary. Durlabham manusa janma tadabhi adruvamatadam. This human form of life is very rarely achieved. Therefore, now while we have this human form, we can practice devotional activities. Tadapi adruvam atadam. And even though this body is temporary, it can give supreme perfection. That time the boys gave argument, Prahlad, we are very young. We can do bhajan when our teeth have fallen out and we're in the old person's home. Now we are young, we can enjoy materialistic life. But Prahlad Maharaj gave them many instructions. Atyatahi purusayeha vishnu paropasapanam yadesha sarvabhutanam priyat meshesvara surit. No boys. The human form of life affords one the perfect chance to return home, back to Godhead. Therefore, every living entity, especially the human form of life, must engage in the service of Vishnu. Devotional service to Vishnu is completely natural because he is the soul of all souls and the most beloved of all. My dear demonic boyfriends, Sukham Ayendram Daitya. Oh, my dear Daityas, do not waste your life chasing material happiness. Because the happiness perceived with these senses and the object of the senses can be achieved in any form of life. Gopi, even a worm in stool has a boyfriend and a husband, a place to live and something to eat. Therefore, Prahlad said, sense enjoyment you can enjoy in any form of life. Now we have the human form of life, we should use it for devotion. The boy said, no, no, we can do bhajan later. Prahlad said, no, life is very short. Oh, Prahlad, all live for a long time. Prahlad said, gave instruction, even if one lives for 100 years, from 80 to 100, you're too old to do anything. There's no body has completely failed. Even now, who lives to 100 years old? Level 80 to 100 is finished because of old age. Then most persons, materialistic persons, sleep too much. Therefore, half their life is lost in sleeping. 20 years is lost by old age. And when you're a baby and nappies, what can you do then? On a goo goo gaga. Therefore, 10 years is cut from that. 10 to 20, you have to go to school, become expert in a job. Therefore, how many years are left? 10. 50 lost by sleep, 20 lost by old age, 10 lost by youth, 10 lost in school. 10 years left. In 10 years, you're going to marry, have children, raise a family, become expert in a business. Then where's the time for spiritual life? Prahlad goes, those instructions. Therefore, my dear boys, Prahlad gave a hammering to materialistic way of life. If you read it. Therefore, my dear boys, if one is too much attached to family life, he cannot control his senses because his mind will always be filled with the pictures of his wife and children and household paraphernalia like car, bank account. Because he is always thinking of these things and how he can fix his mind on the Supreme Lord. Therefore, my dear friends, even persons who are considered to be very learned always think only in terms of I and mine. Their time is completely engaged in providing the necessities of life to their own bodies as well as their families. Thus, they remain like uneducated cats and dogs. Such persons can never undertake spiritual practice. Indeed, they are completely bewildered by ignorance. Therefore, my dear boys, you should take to the path of devotion. Guru Sushusaya Bhakta Savalabda Panenacha Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam Iswarara Danenacha Sadaya Tatkatayam Cha Kitane Gunakarmanam Tat Padam Buruhu Dhyana Tanningekshadahanubi. Therefore, Prahlad gave instruction how devotional life begins. Guru Sushusaya Bhakta, first you'll have to surrender your head at the feet of a bona fide guru. Sarva labdha panenacha, everything you have you must present to him. Means what? You have a body, you have a mind, you have a soul. You have to give all those to the spiritual master. If you cannot even completely surrender to the representative of the Supreme Lord, how you'll ever surrender to the Supreme Lord person? And from the spiritual master, what will you do? Sangena sangha bhaktanam. In the association of the spiritual master, you'll get the chance to perform sadhu sangha. Association with exalted devotees. Iswara aradhanenacha. And from them you'll learn the proper process of worshipping the Supreme Lord. Shraddhaya tatkatayamcha. You'll get the chance to faithfully hear topics of Krishna. Kirtane gunakarmanam. You'll get a chance to perform the chanting of his name, form, qualities and pastimes. Tadpadam buruhu dhyanat. You'll get a chance in the association of the pure devotees to always think of the feet of Krishna. Tanligekshadanadibi. You'll get a chance to worship the Lord in the temple according to the rules and regulations of the scriptures. Hari Sarveshu Bhuteshu. The Supreme Lord Hari is situated in the heart of everyone. Bhagavan Asteshwara. He is the Supreme Controller. Iti Bhutanti Manasa Kamaste Sadumanayat. Therefore, one should respect every living entity, knowing the Supreme Lord is present in every heart. My dear friends, evam nijiti sadvarge kriyate bhakti ishwara vasudeve bhagavati yaya samlabhyate rati. By following my instructions, my dear boys, you will definitely cross the six enemies of lust, greed, anger, illusion, madness, and jealousy. When you have crossed all these obstacles, then Yaya samlabhate rati, your mind will be attracted to him. And one can attain the platform of spontaneous devotion to the Lord. Nisamya karmani gunam atulyan virjaya lilatanubi. One who is situated in devotional service, automatically all his mind and senses will be controlled, for such a person is a liberated soul. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, the Sanatana Goswami has described, who is called a liberated soul? One who by body, mind and words always engages in the service of Hari. Jivan mukti chu uchate. Iti yasya hare dasya karmana manasa gira. One who always engages his mind, his activities and his bodily senses in the service of Hari. Iha yasya hara dasya karmana manasa gira. Jivan mukti cha uchate. That person is called a liberated soul despite having a material body. Therefore, my dear boys, one who is situated in devotional service, he is definitely a liberated soul. When a liberated soul hears the name of Krishna, or the qualities of the activities of the Lord's incarnations, immediately the hairs of his body stand on end, tears pour from their eyes, and in ecstasy his voice chokes. Sometimes very openly he dances, sometimes he laughs, sometimes he weeps and rolls on the ground. Yadagraha grasta ikvichitta sati. Such a devotee comes like a person haunted by a ghost, Prahlad Maharaj says. Graha grasta. Like in astrology, where's Subal? There you go, Subal. In the astrology, Subal, when the astrology has too much grabbed you, then the astrologer says, you have a big problem, you're graha grast. That means you're completely afflicted by that planet. It's completely controlling you. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, a devotee becomes like that. He becomes completely controlled by the sweetness of Krishna. Therefore, he becomes like a person haunted by a ghost. Sometimes he sits and meditates on the Lord. Sometimes he offers respects to every living entity, understanding they are also servants of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what is it? Pranamnam kori jane nijatari dastam. Offer pranam to all, understanding the Lord is present in all hearts. Sometimes he breathes very heavily, like a madman. He becomes careless of social etiquette, what others think. And he loudly chants like a madman, O Krishna, Narayan eti atmamati gatatrapa. Very loudly he shouts, O Narayan, O Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like Tagore Bhaktivinoda says, when that time I will chant the holy name of Krishna, I will roll on the ground. The materialists will think I'm quite mad and throw dust upon my body, but I won't care. You know that verse, that song? Kabe goda bane suraduni tate madhu getta madam Krishna bore.